We'll focus on the Sudanese culture, and the presenter will be Dr. Teddy Muhtadin. Dr. Teddy is the secretary of the Center of Digitalization and Development of Sudanese Culture, Universitas Pajajaran, with research interest in literature and cultural studies. He's also a lecturer in Sudanese Literature, Faculty of Cultural Sciences, Universitas Pajajaran. Dr. Teddy, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Rizal. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Good morning, everyone. As mentioned before, this presentation is part PDPBS, the Center of Digitalization and Development of Sudanese Cultures. And Rizal has also given some introductions of what this center is doing. But what is Sunda? What is Sundanese culture that becomes the core of this center? In this occasion, I would like to give you a brief overview about Sundanese history and culture. First of all, Sunda is an ethnic name, one of the many ethnics that exist in Indonesia. It is a name of region located in West Java, and Sunda is also culture, which includes language, scripts, and art. Etymologically, there are various meanings of Sunda. In Kawi, an ancient language that once existed in Indonesia, Sunda means a region which is rich of water and fertile. The word Sunda itself comes from word shu, which means every good thing. In Sanskrit, sun means very bright. In addition, Sunda is well another name of God Vishnu. Moreover, in Sundanese language, there are several words close to Sunda. Saunda, for example, means further and prosperous. Sonda means good, superior, heavy, cheerful, be in accordance with heart's desire. Sundari means beautiful girl. Sundara means a handsome guy. Also, Sundara is a name of God Kamajaya, which means full of compassion. The word Sunda is also used in geological terms, namely to refer to the plain or sea of Western Indonesia, which include in islands of Kalimantan, Sumatra, and other islands of the Tangrasan Seabed, which includes of Java Sea, Natuna Sea, South China Sea, and Malacca Strait. From this point of view, at some point, speaking about Sunda is actually speaking about a region called Southeast Asia today. Furthermore, the South Sunda is used to name the Sunda Kingdom, which covers the area from Cimanuk, Banten, the region located at the edge of West Java, to Cipamali in Central Java. The peak of the Sunda Kingdom was named Pajajaran. The name is now immortalized as the name of university, namely Universitas Pajajaran, home of this summer school. Prior to the independence, Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, was part of the administrative area of Sunda. Bandung, which is the capital of West Java and where Universitas Pajajaran is situated is the capital of Asia Africa for, as you already know, the ASEAN African Conference took place in Bandung in 1955. This conference encouraged the mentions of Asia and Africa to break free the shackle of colonialism. The Sundanese people mostly live in mountainous areas. That's why Sundanese land is known for its cool climate. People would go to area for holiday, even since the colonial period when many Europeans spent their leisure time in higher Sundanese land. Some of the mountain is the land of Sunda are still active volcanoes. That's why the natural Sunda land is beautiful and fertile. In accordance with the meaning of what Sunda mentioned earlier, it's a home for biodiversity, for flora and fauna. One of the most popular areas in the tea plantation located in higher ground. It is also an ideal place for animal farming, especially dairy cows. The cool air and the greenery land makes Sundanese land well known for its natural pastoral beauty. The famous Dutch writer Brouwer said, "When God smiled, Pasundan, the Sundaland was born." It is an expression to show how beautiful the Pasundan, the Sundanese region, is. Our campus is located in an area surrounded by mountain and hill. If you have a chance to visit us here, come you yourself and enjoy the beautiful scenery. Demographically, Sundanese is one of approximately 1,340 ethnic groups in Indonesia. The Sundanese people generally live in West Java province, but also in Banten province and border of West Java and Central Java, and are scattered in various stratum migration areas in Indonesia. The Sundanese are the second largest ethnic in Indonesia after the Javanese. Today, in West Java, it is estimated that there are around 35 million Sundanese people. So what when added to other areas, such as Banten, there are around 40 million Sundanese in total, or more than double the populations of the Netherlands. As an ethnic group, Sundanese has its own language and culture, of course. Sundanese language is still preserved by its supported. It is used in conversation, writing, and print. As it is mentioned earlier, one of the tasks of the Center of Digitalization is preserving these materials. Regarding the language, actually, there are so many dialects in Sundanese, and the standard language of Sundanese is the Bandung dialect, meaning that the standard Sundanese is used in teaching Sundanese in school and is used in official communication. About the written language, there are four scripts that have been used to write the Sundanese language, namely Sundanese script, Javanese script, Arabic script, and Latin letters. After this presentation, you will be invited to get to know the use of Sundanese script. In literature, novels, poetry, short stories, and play are still actively produced, circulate, and read. Every year, the Rancage Foundation gives literary awards to accomplished writer in Sudanese making the literature alive and thriving until now. And many of these works have been digitalized by PDPBS to reach wider readership. On the subject of arts and culture, Sundanese is very rich of it. Some of them are in the front of music, dance, batik, pencak silat, Sundanese martial art, Sundanese song, such as Cianjuran, which refer to region situated in West Java, and wooden puppet or wayang golek. After this presentation, you will be invited to get to know more Sundanese dance. Speaking of Sundanese history and culture is very little time is impossible. For it reaches couldn't be summarized in 15 minutes, but I hope this overview could give you some idea of what Sunda and Sundanese is. Thank you for attention.